The fifth day of the blessed month of Amshir, the commemoration of the relocation of the relics of the 49 elders of the wilderness of Shehit. On this day, the church celebrates the relocation of the relics of the 49 martyrs of the wilderness of Shehit to their church in the monastery of St. Macarius. Pope Benjamin I, the 38th patriarch, repeated their shrouding, embalming, and reburying the holy bodies in the middle of the church. He also established this day a feast for relocating their bodies. The pure relics of these saints remained in this church until it fell apart. The monks kept their bodies in one of the cells until the time when El Mualim Ibrahim El Gohari built for them a church in the year 1732 AD. Their bodies still exist until the present time in this church in the monastery of St. Macarius the Great. The church is called the Church of the Elders. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also, on this day, in the year 178 AD, Pope Agrippinus, the 10th Patriarch of Alexandria, departed. This holy father was born in Alexandria. He was pure, saintly, and feared God. He was ordained a priest for the Church of Alexandria. When the Blessed Father, Pope Saladian, the 9th Patriarch, departed, Agrippinus was chosen Patriarch. By the grace of God, he took over the apostolic throne, preaching the word of God and teaching the principles of the faith and guarding the flock. He did not possess any silver or gold except what met his basic needs. He was a contemporary of the persecution of Emperor Marcus Aurelius, during which he supported the faithful, exhorting them. Moreover, he preached to the heathens and converted many of them to the faith. When he completed his good endeavor, he departed in peace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, the Saint Anba Bishay, the founder of the Red Monastery, west of Sohag, departed. This holy father was born in the village of Absuna. In his young age, he worked in appropriate jobs, but because of the love of God for him, he brought upon him a sickness, during which Saint Bishay saw a vision. In this vision, he saw the places of torment, and he cried and raised his eyes to heaven, saying, "My Lord and God, if you heal me, I will repent and worship you with all my heart." When he was cured, a noble thought pondered in his heart, and so he started to renounce this world and forsake everything, even the sheep that he tended, and he went up the mountain. On his way, he met Anba Bigol, the uncle of Saint Shenouda, the Archimandrite, and dwelt with him on Mount Adraba. They practiced many worship and ascetic works and fasted and vigils. They suffered from the enemy many temptations, but the Lord saved them from his snares. The account of Anba Bishay became well known in all the land of Egypt. He put down many writings and useful teachings for the monks and the laity. One time he fasted for an entire month, and the deeds of people were uncovered before him. During these days, Anba Shenouda went up to his uncle Anba Bigol, and the angel of the Lord directed him to put on his nephew the holy Eskim. And he put on the young Shenouda the Eskim in the presence of Anba Bishay. The three joined together in worship and asceticism. They made for themselves dwellings in the mountains and built a church after the name of the Virgin Mary. When Anba Bishay finished his good endeavor, he departed in peace, and the Saint Anba Shenouda shrouded him and buried him in the monastery which was named after him and is known by the Red Monastery, west of Sohag. Ambhishanute wrote down his biography and described his asceticism and called him Peter for what he saw from his endurance of hardships as the rock. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, the Saint Anba Apollo, who was like the angels, the companion of Saint Abib, departed. They were of the 4th century saints, and he was born in the city of Achmim. He resembled his parents in piety since his young age, and he practiced a life of asceticism and was inclined to the solitary life. He spent his time in studying the Holy Bible, contemplating, and praying. Apollo had a close friend called Abib, and they were in agreement in thought and had the same monastic aspiration. Apollo went to one of the monasteries where he dwelled in seclusion in a cell, practicing a life of fellowship with God. And he met his friend Anba Abib from time to time and was present at the time of his passing. The Holy Father Anba Apollo departed at a good old age. May the blessing of his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also, this day marks the martyrdom of Saint Hippolytus, the Pope of Rome. He was a perfect and righteous man, and so they chose him for the Roman See after the departure of Father Agius. This was in the first year of the enthronement of Abba Saladion, the 9th Patriarch of Alexandria. Pope Hippolytus constantly taught his people and defended the Orthodox faith. When Claudius Caesar, also known as Antonius, the Roman emperor, heard of him, he summoned the saint and asked him to worship the idols. And when he refused, the emperor ordered that he be tortured. The Pope of Rome was severely tortured, and then they tied a heavy stone to his feet and threw him into the sea. And thus did Saint Hippolytus receive the crown of martyrdom. On the following day, one of the faithful found the body of the saint floating on the water, and the stone was still tied to his feet. And so this Christian took the body to his home and shrouded him with expensive shrouds and buried him. Pope Hippolytus left a great wealth of teachings and 38 church canons that are still in use. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day was the departure of Saint Abinoub, who is known as the owner of the golden fan. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.